Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Word just in this morning, there'll be billions more in aid for Ukraine. The European Union just agreed on a $54 billion support package for Ukraine. There'd been worries the public support for pouring money into Ukraine had started to wane, even though a Russian victory could threaten security across Europe, say analysts. We've got the latest now on that tragedy in Boise, Idaho. The AP's Jennifer King.
An airport hangar under construction in Boise, Idaho's airport collapsed on Wednesday. Officials say at least three people were killed and nine were injured, five of them critically.
The AP's Jennifer King reporting. Not clear yet why that happened. Maybe there's something for you in a big tax cut package the House just passed. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The House has done something that's been rather rare lately, passing a bill with broad bipartisan support. It's a roughly $79 billion tax cut package focused on helping businesses and lower-income families. It expands the child tax credit and restores three key business tax breaks. Speaker Mike Johnson said the bill would revive conservative pro-growth tax reform. And while some Democrats complained it offered too little for the poor, Representative Richard Neal said 16 million children will benefit. Prospects for the measure becoming law remain uncertain, with the Senate still having to take it up, but it passed 357-70. And for a House that struggled to get bills of consequence over the finish line, it appears something of a breakthrough. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Mother Nature's letting California have it. Heavy rain and high winds in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forecasters are warning about flooding. San Diego County's been under a flood watch. A new AP poll puts President Biden's approval rating at 38%, roughly where it's been lately. His approval rating on handling the economy is 35%. This is AP News. Will Taylor Swift be at the Super Bowl? You can bet on it, or maybe not. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Fans have been wondering for days whether Taylor Swift will make it to the Super Bowl next week to cheer on her boyfriend Travis Kelce and the Kansas City Chiefs. And if so, how many times she'll show up on TV. They can speculate all they want, but they won't be able to bet on it legally in the United States. Betting laws vary from state to state, but the general rule is that wagering is limited to what happens on the field. A handful of states allow bets to be placed on things such as the color of the Gatorade dumped on the winning coach. Red or pink is this year's plus 260 favorite at FanDuel Sportsbook, but even that type of wager is not allowed in Las Vegas. Wagers on Swift and other off-field events can still be made with offshore sportsbooks such as BetUS, which is based in Costa Rica. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At a heated Senate hearing, social media company CEOs have been defending their efforts to protect young people from exploitation. Parents who lost kids to suicide silently held up their pictures as Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Durbin and top Republican Lindsey Graham addressed the CEOs of Meta, TikTok, X, and others.
They are responsible for many of the dangers our children face online.
Social media companies, as they are currently designed and operate, are dangerous products.
Accusing them of putting profits over safety. But Meta's Mark Zuckerberg says his company and the others do try.
Keeping young people safe online has been a challenge since the internet began.
In a heated exchange, Missouri Republican Josh Hawley asked Zuckerberg if he's personally compensated any of the victims and families.
Would you like to apologize for what you've done to these good people?
Zuckerberg turned to face them, apologized, and said Meta's investing in protecting online safety.
Make sure that no one has to go through the types of things that your families have had to suffer.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal judge dismissed Disney's free speech lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Disney argued a bill signed by DeSantis that transferred control of the Disney World governing district from supporters of Disney to DeSantis appointees was in retaliation for the company publicly supporting Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law, supported by the governor. The judge ruled Disney didn't have standing to sue, When a law on its face is constitutional, plaintiffs can't make free speech claims challenging it because they believe lawmakers acted with unconstitutional motives. Disney plans to appeal. The district has provided municipal services around Disney properties for more than five decades. A spokesman for DeSantis says Disney doesn't have a right to its own special government. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition is getting a new leader today. The Reverend Frederick D. Haynes III will be formally installed as president and CEO of the Chicago-based civil rights group at a ceremony in Dallas. Jackson announced in July that he would step down as president of the organization he founded more than 50 years ago. Jackson, now 82 years old, has been a powerful voice in American politics, and he helped guide the modern civil rights movement. But he's dealt with several health issues in recent years, including his being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The 63-year-old Haynes says he's excited about the future. He says, "I'm standing on some great shoulders." I'm Donna Warder.
Universal Music Group will no longer allow its music on TikTok after a licensing deal between the two parties expired as of Wednesday. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. You know it's not the same. TikTok videos of people lip-syncing to Harry Styles or dancing to Taylor Swift will not be allowed anymore. Universal Music says it has not agreed to terms of a new deal with TikTok and will not license its artists on that platform. Universal is also home to Adele, Billie Eilish, Drake, The Weeknd, SZA, and Bad Bunny. Universal says TikTok has safety issues, pays its artists a fraction of what other social media platforms pay, and promotes the development of music with artificial intelligence. TikTok says Universal has put its own greed above the interests of its artists. TikTok says it's reached artists' first agreements with every other label and publisher.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. The first return of two stars to their former homes headlined the NBA Wednesday night. Damian Lillard played his first game in Portland since his trade to the Bucks last summer. Dame pumped in 25 points, but his Bucks needed a few more, losing 119-116 to the Trailblazers. Anthony Simons, taking on Lillard's former role in Portland, scored the go-ahead basket with 17 seconds remaining. Meanwhile, Kevin Durant was in action at the Barclays Center for the first time since he was dealt virtually a year ago by the Nets to the Suns. Durant scored 33 points with 8 assists to lead Phoenix to a 136-120 victory in Brooklyn. The homecoming began with a pregame video tribute from his former team.
It was good to see everybody, man. It was a fun night. They beat us bad at our, well, not bad, but they beat us at our place last time, so we were focused on that. We got three guys with over 20 points, six in double figures. That's the type of ball we want to play. So I'm excited about the W.
Donovan Mitchell matched his uniform number with 45 points to lead the Cavaliers to their 11th win in 12 games. This one over the hapless Pistons, 128-121. Mitchell was helped by the return of backcourt partner Darius Garland, who scored 19 points in his first game since breaking his jaw on December 14th.
It was good just being out there with the guys, just being around them all the time now, and then just competing with them. It's fun.
The Clippers also stayed hot, finishing a 12-3 January with a 16-point win over the Wizards, 31 for Kawhi Leonard. The Mavericks played without Luka Doncic and were trounced by the Timberwolves, while the Nuggets played without Nikola Jokic and were beaten by the Thunder. Other NBA winners, the Bulls, Pelicans, Magic, and the Heat, who snapped a long losing streak, as AP Steve Carney reports.
Jimmy Butler had 31 points as the Heat's seven-game losing streak ends with a 115-106 win over the Sacramento Kings.
The effort was there, yeah, but we were smiling. We were legit having fun again, which is what I said had to happen if we wanted to win anyway. So I'm glad that we made shots. I'm glad that we guarded. I'm glad that we won. But I'm glad we're smiling.
Butler, whose three-pointer with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter put Miami back in the lead for good after the Kings erased what had been an 18-point lead in the first half, also added 7 rebounds and 6 assists.
College basketball, the two top teams in the AP men's rankings both played and won. Number one UConn and number two Purdue. AP's Dave Ferry has the story of the defending national champs' victory over Providence.
Top-ranked UConn is 19-2 after winning a chippy game against Providence, 74-65. The game featured 48 fouls, with six players collecting four each by the closing minutes. UConn coach Dan Hurley.
We knew it was going to be a real, real tough, hard-fought game. Obviously, we gutted it out. It's not going to go in our highlight reel. in terms of the prettiest games that we'll play.
Freshman guard Stephon Castle scored a season-high 20 points before fouling out, while Tristan Newton provided 16 points with 10 rebounds in the Huskies' ninth straight win.
Tom McCabe has the details of how the second-ranked Boilermakers squeezed out their win.
For the second time this season, Northwestern and number 2 Purdue went to overtime. The Wildcats won the first meeting, but this one belonged to the Boilermakers 105-96. Purdue center Zach Edey had 30 points and 14 rebounds.
They're a tough team. I mean, they're a really, really good team. When you can shoot the ball like that and you catch them on a hot night, it's going to be tough to beat them, but I'm proud of our guys that we did.
The Boilers managed to win despite missing 17 of 46 free throw attempts. Northwestern went to the line just 8 times.
Number 10 Kentucky also went to overtime, but the Wildcats lost on their home court to unranked Florida. Coming up, the NHL plays its final games before the All-Star break, and the NFL fills another coaching vacancy. In women's college basketball, Iowa's Caitlin Clark is now second on the all-time scoring list for ladies as she scored 35 in the Hawkeyes' win at Northwestern. Clark is 104 points shy of breaking the record held by Washington's Kelsey Plum. The NHL played its final games before the All-Star break. The Senators edged the Red Wings 3-2 on Shane Pinto's overtime goal.
I just saw kind of Shabby taking a wide, and I saw I had a little bit of an angle on the guy, and I just kind of drove the net, made a nice little saucer, and just found its way in.
The Ducks also won 3-2 in overtime over the Sharks on Frank Vetrano's goal, and the Kings beat the Predators 4-2. NFL, the Seattle Seahawks have gone from having the oldest head coach in the league and the now-departed Pete Carroll to having the youngest head coach. AP's Gethin Coolball has the details on who will be leading the Seahawks starting next season.
The Seattle Seahawks are hiring Baltimore Ravens defensive coordinator Mike McDonald as their new head coach. A source tells the Associated Press the 36-year-old McDonald spent the past 2 years running Baltimore's defense, including this past season when the Ravens finished with the NFL's best regular season record and reached the AFC Championship game before losing to Kansas City. This will be the first head coaching position at any level for McDonald. He replaces longtime coach Pete Carroll, who was moved into an advisory role following a 9-8 season.
Baseball, Cal Ripken Jr. is now a part owner of the team he played his entire record-breaking career for. Ripken is a minority investor in the group that is paying $1.75 billion to purchase the Baltimore Orioles from the Angelos family. Former NBA star Grant Hill also will have a piece of the O's. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
The attorneys general of Tennessee and Virginia filed a lawsuit against the NCAA a day after the University of Tennessee's chancellor ripped the association for investigating the school for potential recruiting violations related to name, image, and likeness compensation rules. The lawsuit was filed Wednesday in the Eastern District of Tennessee. It claims the NCAA is, quote, enforcing rules that unfairly restrict how athletes can commercially use their name, image, and likeness. Tennessee Chancellor Dondi Plowman said in a letter to NCAA President Charlie Baker that the association was failing its members and athletes. The PGA Tour is getting a $3 billion investment from Strategic Sports Group. The deal gives players access to more than $1.5 billion as equity owners in the new PGA Tour enterprises. The launch comes 8 months after the PGA Tour signed a framework agreement with the Saudi backers of LIV Golf. The Tour says its partnership with SSG allows for the Saudis to be co-investors. SSG is led by Fenway Sports Group and includes owners John Henry and Tom Werner of the Red Sox, Steve Cohen of the Mets, Arthur Blank of the Falcons, Wick Grosbeck of the Celtics, and others. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.